Blog Talk Radio.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of God, where he brought us from, and then I like the fact that, you know, goodness and mercy is just running over. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, God. We thank you for another day, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning, sound mind, perfect health, and an able body. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail. Your word, hallelujah, you watch over your word, hallelujah, and it comes to pass, God. If you said it, it will become, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. You speak it, hallelujah, and it changes things, God. We thank you when we call on your name. The atmosphere changed. We thank you for power, dominion, and authority, God. We thank you for spiritual support, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for earthly and supernatural support from the heavens, God. We thank you for the support system that you put on earth, God, that when one is weak, the other one is strong, that we can lift up each other in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we ain't all weak at the same time, hallelujah. We thank you that we can drop on one another, God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your name. We thank you for the blood that covers us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you for the victory in Christ Jesus. We take dominion and authority in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We take authority over all the tricks and methods of Satan, hallelujah. God, blood wash our thoughts, our ideas and decisions, God. Keep a watch over our minds in the name of Jesus, for that's where Satan comes in our thoughts, God. Hallelujah. Help us to have the spirit of discernment to recognize and resist all the tricks and methods of the devil when he's coming our thoughts, God. The word on it, God. Help us to open up our mouth. Hallelujah. When Satan comes in, help us to open our mouth and put a word on it, God. In the name of Jesus, because you watch over your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That the victory is already ours. Help us to stand on your word. Help us not be moved to the left or the right, but just keep standing, hallelujah. When the storms of the world come, help us to keep standing on your word, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, God. We need power, supernatural power, God, hallelujah. As we knock, seek, and search for you, God, you reveal yourself to us, God. Help us to tap into supernatural powers, God. We take authority, God. We need power, hallelujah. We can speak, God. We can read, God, but we got to trust in the power of heaven. Oh, God, keep the portals of heaven open up over our heads, hallelujah, so that we can receive supernatural powers from you, God. We need authority, dominion, and power. We need to stay in that, God. Lest we fall at the wayside, lest we be tossed to and from, God. Give us supernatural power to stand in your authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we adore you, we thank you for taking our sin to the cross. We repent of anything we have said or done, any thought, deed, or behavior that we have done that was displeasing to you. We lay it at your feet this morning, God. Throw our sins into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered no more, God. Blood wash us and cleanse us. Circumcise your heart. Cut away anything that ain't of you that's in it. Hallelujah. Rivers of flowing water in our belly. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We love you. We praise you. And we honor you this morning. Amen and amen. And I thank you for Pastor Beasley. Hallelujah. Who lifted me up in prayer yesterday, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, when I'm down and when I'm weak, God. Hallelujah. You send a word. Hallelujah. Through someone else, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. We're talking about knowledge and more knowledge, adding to your knowledge, okay? We know you all have knowledge and you have a lot of earthly knowledge. And this is about revelation knowledge, okay? And when I say revelation, revelation is making known that that has been hidden. And some of the stuff God hid for us. Hallelujah. He hid for such a time as this, for such a dispensation as this. That's why the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now and forever. We're to grow in the grace of God. And most of us know that's that unmerited favor. And I just like to think, when I think about grace, grace supersedes everything. It supersedes the law. Grace makes it right. When I think about grace, grace makes it right. And let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. You know, man can change the law to fit whatever it is. Like, for instance, you know, you used to couldn't turn right on red. And they said that this judge, his wife turned right, and the police gave him a ticket. So then he changed it and made a law out of it. He made it right. So everybody could turn right on red, tore up the ticket. Well, that's when I think about grace. That's what I think about. Grace can make it right. I don't care what it is. What the law could not do, and it was weak, God sent in his only son. See, that was grace to take care of it. Yes. Grace took care of the sin. So we're getting more knowledge and more knowledge. The Bible says he's given us everything we need. Everything.
Amen.
We need. Pertaining to godliness. So let me tell you, brothers and sisters, don't have no wants, don't have no needs, have the word of God. And this is going to be the more knowledge we're going to add on today. And that's overcoming the world. You overcome the world by the word of God. And so that's going to be the revelation to how to overcome some things. God has given you all we got to do is get in that word. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, and study to show yourself approved unto God. That's what's going to get it. And then you began to speak that thing. You began to speak life on that thing. And I want to say one thing about yesterday, brothers and sisters. You know, I stand in agreement with the word of God. Whatever that means to you, that's where I am. I'm with the word of God. If the word of God say to do it, I do it. Don't have a problem. Because I understand. I don't know everything. The brother yesterday was saying to me about praying that his stepsister fall in love with him. Well, see, God is not going to go against anybody's will. Know this. So I just pray that God's will be done. That's all I can say. Because I don't know how he's that stepsister. Are they in the same family? Or is he married into... his mama married a guy that had a daughter already. I mean, I don't know all that stuff. I ain't concerned about it. I know he made mention that we pray. So my prayer is this. Lord, let your will be done. That's all I can say.
Yes.
And I don't know who I'm talking to, but you need to have this revelation knowledge. A lot of time we don't understand some things, and we don't get the whole picture at once because our mind could have went somewhere else. But when you pray that God's will be done, that's the best you can do for anybody. Because God won't change your will. God won't change your thoughts. You have to do that, okay? You have to do that. I want to give a word of wisdom, and then we're going to get into, I like to call it a word of wisdom. It could be a word of inspiration. And going forward, I want all you ministers, I want to tell you in advance, if you come on the broadcast, have a word of inspiration ready. Because you don't know if I'm going to call on you or not. But every day I want to have a word of inspiration. So since, because I want you to think, I'm going to inspire, and then I want you to inspire other people on this broadcast that's here. They need to be inspired, okay? And let's see. Your happiness depends on you. Don't expect someone else to give it to you. And the Bible says like this in Mark 11:23, whatever you say and not doubt, but believe what you say is going to come to pass, you're going to have what you say. I can't speak what you want. I can speak what the word of God say. And so that's what it takes for me to tell you today. Hey, whatever you say, because I had something else kind of picked out, but the Lord told me to go there.
So don't waste time thinking about what you could have done differently, because a lot of people do that. Well, I should have did this. No, don't spend time. Don't waste your time. It's pointless. Keep your eyes on the road ahead and do it differently now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you ministers, please have a word of inspiration, because I may just call on you at any moment, at any time. So let's deal with a little overcoming, okay? And our first scripture is going to be found in 1 John 5:4. You got to overcome the world system. You can be in the world, but not of the world. Now, where I get this from, Jesus said to do this. Now, if you don't know what the world is, then you might want to go study the world, because Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Now, I got some paper for you. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. So 1 John 5:4 reads like this: for whosoever is born of God overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever born of God. Remember we were talking yesterday or the other day that God has to give you that salvation. Now, I know people tell you a little different, but I'm talking about adding more knowledge to your knowledge. That's all I'm talking about. Adding more knowledge to your knowledge. I know, you know, you confess all this, but did you realize that you got to be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God? Then he turned right around yesterday in Matthew 16. Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get it like that. You got to get it from the Father, which is in heaven. And based on this, I'm going to build my church. That revelation knowledge, that's how God builds his church every day, brothers and sisters. So don't think because you've joined a church or you've been part of this great ministry or you know this preacher. A lot of people, they living on folks that they know, but they don't know you. But you know them.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's crazy. Oh, this is my bishop. This is my preacher. One lady was telling a preacher friend of mine, she got mad at him because, you know, she wasn't saying anything against Bishop T.D.J. She just made mention that, hey, you got to keep your eyes on God. And she went clean off. Think, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, don't look at no man in the flesh. No man who he is, call his name, and especially me. Please don't see me in the flesh. Don't have a man by the Spirit. Those words came from the Lord. But Pastor, if you have that in if you have that in the Messenger Bible, could you read it?
Yes, Pastor. And good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for that song and thank you for that powerful prayer. Amen. So 1 John 5:4. From the message, every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. Amen.
Amen.
See, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Who loved us? Glad you asked. How about Christ? So when you're in Christ, the conquering power is already in you. In St. John, in the Gospel of St. John, 1633, and whose victory may the Christian ever rejoice. And I want you to take courage in this, brothers and sisters, because it reads like this. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Amen, amen. Then the Message Bible, the Father is with me. I've told you all this so that, trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world,
you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's where you want to be at, brothers and sisters. 1 John 5:5. 1 John 5:5 reads like this. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Mm-hmm. Amen. The person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of God. Amen.
Now, what that's simply saying is this, brothers and sisters, you got to believe simply mean by acting on the things that's in the Word of God. You have to act on that. It's good to know it, and it's good to have a theological view on it. It's good to have all of this knowledge about it. And like I say, we're just adding more knowledge to knowledge that you already have. Just more knowledge. Mm-hmm. Here's the knowledge I want to add. Believing is doing it. If you ain't doing it, you ain't believing it. Well, Pastor, I am believing. No, you're not. You're thinking it, but you're not believing it. Here's how I know mm-hmm. you believe, because you lay hands on the sick. See, if you don't believe it, you won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You may admire that idea. Boy, that's power. No, you got that same stuff in you. Go do it now. That's why James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. If you're a hearer only, you deceive yourself. Stop deceiving yourself. You have no one else to blame for that, okay?
Amen, amen.
You can't blame no one else now. You can put that to bed right now trying to blame, because people love to shift the blame. Nobody wants to be responsible. But you will be held responsible for the things that come out of your mouth.
Yes.
Okay? What is then the victory gained in the work of overcoming? Well, I'm glad you asked me. And this is the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Man, underline that. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, man. That's what the Bible said. Over there in 1 John, I think it's 5:4. Let me go back in. I got it from something. I think I got it from 1 John 5:4. But that's what I was focusing in, because a lot of people don't realize, you want more faith? Don't ask God for more faith. You need more word. That's what you need. Did you find that? Did you find that? 1 John 5:4.
Yes, I'm going to get it. I have it in the Message Bible. Okay, 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Yes. See, this is the victory, brothers and sisters, that overcometh the world. You want to be an overcomer of the world? Add more faith. You add more faith.
Yeah.
Get out of that way of thinking faith is something you think it is. Faith is something you feel. Get out of your feelings. You just add more knowledge. You need knowledge. The people are destroyed for the lack of it. And you definitely don't want to be destroyed for the lack of it when God giving you all this knowledge. Listen, brothers and sisters, you want to be an overcomer? Even our faith. Our faith is the word of God. This is the victory. The more word you get, the more faith you're going to have.
Thank you, Lord.
How I know that? Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, if you get more word and start hearing more what the word say about you and less about what folks say about you, you'll stand up and be what God have called you to be.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I don't care what they say, what God say. Matter of fact, I can give you one better than that. You need to stop beating up on yourself. Ain't this, ain't that. No, you everything the word of God say you are. That's what you are. I like to say that's what you is. R-E is same thing, bad English. But anyway, that's what you are. That's what you is. You everything the word say you are. You're the very righteousness. Guess what you going to say? You're the very righteousness.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel it. What does he say? You have to feel it. Don't be trying to feel it. I keep telling you, Jesus said this. I didn't say that. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So stop trying to be part of the world. And if you don't know what the world is, then you need to do your research. Because see, folks in the church, they done put everybody that's not in their denomination or not going to a building, they call those people as in the world. That's what they do. I know they do. Most of them. Not, maybe not all of them. But that's how they look at it. That's their perception. That's how they view it. Anybody that's not part of what you call the Christian faith or in a building or have a pastor, bishop, apostle, and all this stuff, then you said those people is of the world. No, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to look closer. Jesus' government, how he operates, is not of this world.
Amen.
Yeah. See, when you get the true revelation, I'm talking about true revelation. I'm not talking about man's made revelation. I told you the other day, Matthew 16 said, you can't get this revelation from man. You can't do it. It will not be revealed like that. The only way it's going to be revealed, God himself has to do it, and he don't mind doing it. If you'll be faithful, if you'll remain in that word, and Brian, I tell you, now you want a real revelation, a real revelated word, I'm going to give you one. How about God invite you to come live with him? And then he want to come live with you on a daily basis. You're in his word and his word is in you. He said, we can get that going on. Every movement I make, you're going to know it. You don't have to know it later on. You'll already know it.
Thank you, Lord.
People talking about the resurrection. Brother and sister, the resurrection have already taken place, bless God. Oh, we gotta crucify Jesus again. Then we gotta put him in a grave. Then we need to show the world he's a little bitty baby. Brother and sister, come out of that world way of thinking. Christ is risen, okay? And he will come to you when you start believing, when you start acting on that word, because that's what believing is anyway. Believing is acting on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And when you begin to do that, then victory comes all kind of way. Thank be to God, which giveth us the victory. He's already given us the victory. Now, I ain't telling you what I feel. I'm telling you what he's saying. And I believe the word of God.
All right.
And I think it's in 1 Corinthians 15:57. Find that for me, Pastor. 1 Corinthians 15:57.
Okay.
We have already obtained the victory. God can't give you no more than he's already give you. Just got to have more word. The more word you have, the more you can speak that thing. But in 1 Corinthians 15:57, read that for me.
Okay, Pastor. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah. But thank be to God, which giveth us, giveth us. We already got it. Just like salvation, it's already here. Your sin been forgiven already.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And if you think you done messed up, 1 John 1:9 say, if you ask for forgiveness, he's faithful and just to forgive you. But he ain't finna go die no more. That he ain't gonna do.
Amen.
He's given us the victory. How? In the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul said, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. More.
Yeah.
How can you be more than conqueror? Well, I always look at it as that tag team wrestler. Have you ever seen wrestling where they tag team? That guy beat that guy up real bad. Blood gushing everywhere. Arm broke. And the guy just laying on the campus. Then he go over there and touch his partner. and tag him, and all he had to do is jump in the ring and get on top of him. Well, that guy is more than a conqueror because he had to do nothing.
Yeah.
It was already dead. That made him more
already
than a conqueror. I'm talking to somebody today. You're more than a conqueror if you're just getting Christ. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Because Christ overcame the world, I overcame it. How did he overcome it? By the word of God, Matthew 4, read 1 through 11. He overcome him. That's how he beat up Satan. You want to beat up Satan? Use the word of God. Because Satan can far less care how you feel. One more scripture, and I'm going to be done. Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until the death. Listen, brothers and sisters, it is required that you use the word of God. The word of your testimony is what the word of God say, not what you feel. Evangelist Renee, when you catch her, here's what she's going to say. Here, scripture I'm standing on. This is her testimony. By his stripes, I'm healed. That ain't her.
Yeah.
But she done claimed it. And it's enough there for you to claim. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, that's the way that works, man.
Amen.
Well, we're going to take a minute here, a couple of minutes. Anybody have anything they want to share, just press 1. Or if you got a word of wisdom, let us know. Anyone else?
Amen. Pastor, I just wanted to read that scripture from the Message Bible, Revelation 12:11. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness. Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Well,
amen.
No one else. Press 1. Press 1, we'll let you in here. If not, we'll see you all Sunday. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Please, get more knowledge, especially when you talk about the resurrection. Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection. It's not going to be no day, Martha. See, Martha then was waiting on that great day. Yeah, Jesus, I know that great day when, you know, because they were talking about Lazarus risen from the dead. And Jesus trying to explain to her, Martha, listen to me. Listen to me, Martha. Here's the way this is going to go down. Even though he be dead, yet shall he live again. Said, can you believe this, Martha? And Martha said, well, yeah, I know about that great day. Jesus said, it's not going to be a day. I am the resurrection. If a man die in me, see, here it come now. There's more knowledge right here. If a man die in Christ, though you be dead, yet shall you live again. That means you're part of the resurrection. That means right then. See, everybody want to wait on that special day. Stop waiting on a day. You'll mess around here, and when you see the saints, you will not be part of that if you're here. You have to die in Christ now. And you're going to be risen in him now. You're going to be crucified now. You're going to die out of self now. And you're going to be resurrected now. And I know what people are going to get slandered. I've been there, done that. They're going to hear this great story about how Jesus was resurrected, which is true. All that's true. But you need the revelation. The revelation is you have to die. Not join the church. You have to be resurrected. Your spirit man have to go on and die and say, Lord, you know, I know people say this, but you have to become a doer of it.
Yeah.
And I want all you all to know, it's a resurrection is in Christ. And I thank God for, you know, the government and the world and everybody made a day of resurrection. And I thank God for Holy Jerusalem and all. Now, I get all of that. But brothers and sisters, that really won't help you. That sounds
all
good.
Right.
But that won't help you. You need something to help you. What Pastor Bell ate this morning won't help you. I know she might have had a big steak and grits and all that, but that won't help you.
Amen.
That won't help you.
That's right. That helped her.
So you need the word for you. That word for you is a revelated word, and that is,
amen,
if you die and be resurrected. And I'm not talking to nobody personally. I just use those two people because I thank God for them, and they allow me to use their name because it ain't in vain. Believe that. So I just thank God that I can use, make parable out of people. What I ate won't help you, Evangelist Renee. See? What I'm trying to tell you, brother and sister, all that out, that stuff outwardly, it looks
mm-hmm.
good, feel good, think good, but that doesn't help you. You need something that's going to help you. And what's going to help you is that word, man. And that word is that Christ wants you to be in him.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's where he wants you at. He really wants you in him. He want to live you to live in him.
Yeah.
And I got scriptures for you. John 15:7. He said, live in me. Matter
mm-hmm.
of fact, camp out in me. You don't have to pay anything. It's free. Get in me, and all your needs are going to be met going forward. You'll never need anything. David, you will never hear David say, I need something. You wouldn't get that. Matter of fact, you won't even get that from Paul. You won't get that from anybody who's had revelation knowledge or experienced God. They'll never say they want anything. You don't want nothing. I think David put it like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why should you
mm-hmm.
If the Lord's your shepherd, he's looking over you, taking care of you. Why you shouldn't want for anything. You shouldn't want for love. You shouldn't want for money. You don't have no wants, no needs. Your needs are met.
Amen.
You just got to confess that. See, the more word you get in you, the more you're going to develop that way of thinking and that way of talking. And before you know it, you'd be talking like Christ. You'd be talking
mm-hmm.
about peace, be still.
Say
yeah, you'd be out here rebuking the wind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's who you are. Just got to start acting like that.
Amen.
One more thought I'm going to leave with you, and then I'm gone for real this time. listen, brothers and sisters. Your mortgage due or your car note due, and the money is right there on the table, and they get ready to put you out or get ready to repossess your car, and all that money right there on the table. I just want to ask you one simple question. Do you pay the man or you let him go and repossess the car or the house? What you do?
You pay him.
I think you're going to pay him.
Yeah.
Well, Christ gave you everything you need. Go pay it. Go pay it.
Mm-hmm.
That part he won't do. You have to do that. You have to be a doer of the word. Hey, I love you guys, man. Hey, y'all be great. We'll see you all Sunday for the word.